Alright, John Newby, go ahead.
Thank you. So, Tyler, I know it's been a couple years since, you know, your last playoff appearance. I was curious, you know, what did you take from that you can kind of use moving forward this year?
Excuse me, I didn't, you broke up on that last part.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
Just looking at, you know, like these playoffs that you have ahead of you, and it's like, what can you use moving forward into this experience that'll kind of help you make it through the opening round?
Well, I mean, the motivation's the big part of that. You know, I've always felt like I was a playoff driver, and you know, the position that I was in the past couple of years, I don't feel it was a necessarily advantageous one. And so I can look at those 2 years where I grew as a person, matured as an adult and as a, you know, young man, if you will. I feel like those lessons of the, in those experiences really taught me to appreciate, you know, the playoff drivers, and being one yourself. I feel like that's something where I can look into this year. A lot of guys, it's only their, you know, first year or even second year in the playoffs, where I know this is my third time. I have a year, a couple more years experience. I can really use that to my advantage, and I really look at that as a strength of mine. And I mean, you want to get into the amount of things that I've learned over the years. I mean, I can sit here for an hour, but I know we don't have that time. But you know, for sure, there's been a lot to learn, a lot to improve on myself, to be into the position that I am right now.
And then, you know, working with Hillman, you know, like this will be his first playoff appearance as like a Truck Series crew chief. I mean, are there things that you kind of been working through with him? Just kind of how does that relationship work, I guess, as a driver? He's like, hey, this is what I experienced last time I was in the playoffs. You know, because normally it's the crew chief is teaching the driver.
I think you could put it this way. I'm not Jimmy Johnson. Mark Hillman's not Chad Knaus. You know, you look at them in the 2000, you know, 2005 to 2010 era. You know, they were pretty much unbeatable every single week. But there's that story of like Jimmy struggled before he got to, you know, hit Knaus. Knaus struggled without Jimmy. And so there is truth to you guys aren't 100% without one another, but you are together. And I feel like that is truly me and Mark's relationship, and the crew chiefs that I've had in the past. And we, you know, not only do we get along really, really well together, but we work really well together. And that I feel like is, you know, the big thing with himself and I. You know, by ourselves, we're probably 90%, but together we raise each other up. And for sure, there's things Mark's got to be hard on me about, and I, you know, there's things I got to be hard on Mark about. You know, we're imperfect humans, and you have to spend that time with one another to know what your strengths and your each other's weaknesses are, and you can help each other improve on those.
Okay, thank you.
Course.
Next, we'll go to Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Thank you. Tyler, I was checking to see if you kind of look at your season, there's been some waves to it. You guys started off leading the points, started off strong, had kind of a little bit during the middle of the regular season where you guys kind of tapered off a little bit and then have come back on strong to close out the regular season. How do you kind of modulate like those waves and kind of try to find like a kind of an even start on it? And do you look at the playoffs as a fresh start for kind of getting some of that consistency built up?
Yes, I feel like that when it, especially for us and the adversities that we faced, and we had 4 weeks in a row where we're wrecking race trucks. That is really, really hard on these teams. You know, we don't have, you know, hundreds of employees getting these trucks to the racetrack. I pretty much have between the body shop and my team, you know, week in, week out, there's probably only about 10 people building these trucks. And when you're wrecking equipment back to back to back like that, you're not making your equipment better. All you're doing is fixing it. And so when I look at our summer months, you know, those 4 or 5 races in a row where we just couldn't slap around rear end, it's very, very frustrating. But it's actually a good thing that we're able to face that adversity. We're actually able to get a brand new truck. Don't tell anyone that. But, you know, you're able to update your bodies. You can, there's actually some blessings that go with it. But, you know, you have, you know, four races like that back to back. It doesn't take you just 4 weeks to get back to where you were. It takes you like eight. And you have to curve that as much as you can by working hard, having good results at the racetrack, getting your confidence back. Like even, you know, a race like Pocono, we ran 14th or 15th, but we ran top three, top five in the first two stages, got good solid points. Messed it up on the strategy, but, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. Sometimes you just got to make your bed and lay in it. But then we go to IRP, strong showing at IRP, go to Richmond, have a strong showing at Richmond. There's a lot of good takeaways for us to be getting back to that peak, running leading laps like we were at the beginning of the year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any additional questions for Tyler? We'll go to Francesco, and then back to John.
Hi, Tyler. Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to answer you about your first part of the season, because, you know, and also the season in general, because, as I said before, that's your first appearance at the playoff since 2020, if I remember correctly. So, long time being out, and now you're trying to win the championship. So, do you think that change team going from Hattori to McAnally was a big step for you? Do you think that the change of maybe atmosphere on teamwork helped you improving your performance, or maybe it's just both? A driver is better than before, having faced so many difficulties, and with a bigger team and with a faster track, that's a good combination for you. Sorry for the bad English this time.
No, you're fine. I understand. I understand perfectly. And I think everything that you said is 100% right. It's all those things, you know, put together. You know, to have a good team, to have a competitive truck, a winning truck, you know, it's a cocktail of things that you all got to mix together. When it comes to not only just the speed, the mechanics, the driver, 100%, yes. I do feel like I'm a much better driver than what I was in 2020 than when I made the playoffs. And I had two, three years where I just struggled. But I really feel that those 2 years where I struggled but continued to improve in my craft and continue to work hard gave me the opportunity that I have right now. And I feel like that's a very, to your point, a very big step to where I can start to showcase at a place like MHR, but then also refine it. Because when you're racing inside the top five, you know, like we are now, pretty much almost every single week, you have to be perfect. It's very, very difficult in today's day and age to run up front. And you have to be perfect to, you know, hitting the chip on the restart, spinning your tires, you know, launching too late, launching too early. Those are all things that you have to begin to refine and perfect in order to win these races. And that's where having the opportunity that I have now, yes, I am leaps and bounds better than what I was back then. But now what I have to do is worry about the last couple inches to sink the ball into the golf hole.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, John.
Thank you. So, Ty, I just want to kind of follow up on something else regarding the playoffs. It's been a couple years since Martinsville's been the cutoff race, and I just want to get your reaction to that as opposed to, you know, Homestead.
I don't think it's a bad thing having Homestead as the last race, or not Homestead, Martinsville as the last race, because it's a wild show. I feel like I liked Homestead as the last race of the year a lot. Homestead just felt right compared to even like Phoenix. But Phoenix also puts on a fantastic show. But for me, when it comes to like Martinsville and Homestead, I would love to see Homestead as a driver myself. I would love to see Homestead as the final race before the championship four, just because it's less of a wild card. It's more predictable. Homestead goes green. You have to protect your tires. It's a long run racetrack, which is, you know, those are my strengths. So as, you know, knowing my strengths as a driver and looking at Homestead, I would love to have that as the final race of the year, because you feel like you can go win a championship there. But Martinsville, it's turned to just as much of a wild card as Talladega. You know, Talladega is the one everyone's, you know, super stressed out about and circled. But if you can go to Homestead, have a good race, run top five, at least leave the race with 40-plus points, and outcompete a lot of playoff drivers. And then you can go, you know, lead, you know, run up front in the first two stages at Talladega. Even if you wreck out in the final lap at Talladega, you're not going to go to Martinsville and be in dire straits. You can go to Martinsville, I feel like, have a solid day, not getting any wrecks, you know, run up front. You'll have a good chance of going to Phoenix. So I feel like that's where also Homestead helps you a lot. And it is nice having it as the first race, because if you know you're going to show up with a fast truck, you're not as stressed out as, you know, Talladega and Martinsville. Because Talladega and Martinsville are both tracks I've run good at and also run bad at. But 90% of the time, regardless, I want to fill them up with dirt and turn them to fishing ponds afterwards and not want to see them for a whole nother year. But that's just not the reality. So you got to do what you got to do with what you have. And you just got to go to those two races like there's no other race. You got to be perfect. You got to execute. I feel like that's something that we do very, very well in the 18 team, especially on pit road, our track house pit crew. They do a fantastic job on pit road. And you don't really see a lot of mistakes from us. So in a lot of races that we should run worse than what we did, that's just because, you know, we're executing. We're doing our jobs.
Gotcha. Awesome. I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Do we have any final questions for Tyler? All right, Tyler. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, and good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.